It's no surprise things are chaotic, crazy, uncertain, and everybody's scared, frustrated, and don't know what to do. And there's so many things that are out of our control. On this episode, I really want to focus on what is truly in your control. What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Maggio, and I am on a mission to solve the pain pill epidemic by helping guide soft tissue specialists on how to significantly transform their patient assessments, outcomes, and satisfaction. We teach practitioners how to substantially increase their own skill set, business, and scale their practice, all while maintaining the highest level of integrity. All right, we are on day two, episode two in the coronavirus craziness podcast series. Yesterday, dove in, gave some real talk, some real transparency. It might hit you in different ways, but I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to be honest. You know, you had to go through what your worst case scenario is. Like, this is a really messed up time that we're in. We've never experienced anything like this. You know, anyone listening to this, you know, we didn't live through the Great Depression. We didn't know what's going on. And this is a whole different beast. And there's so much uncertainty, chaos, and not a lot of clarity out there. A lot of us aren't getting answers. And a lot of people are pretending like they know the answer. Like, oh, this will be good in a few weeks, or this is going to last forever. Like, we don't know. Nobody knows the answers. And what happens is when this type of thing happens is we get into a really tough spot and we spiral out of control. So for these first couple episodes, I'm really going to focus on your mindset. You know, a lot of times when I hear people talk about mindset, I'm like, oh, here we go. Here comes some bullshit, foo-foo, Tony Robbins stuff. And a lot of people out there selling mindset techniques and transformations really aren't selling you anything of value. But this is one of those ones where it has to change your mindset of where you are. There are so many things that aren't in our control. You know, people are sitting around and I'm in all these forums and I see they're like, well, am I qualified to get government money? Like, when's it going to happen? Am I going to get closed? Am I not going to be open? All these type of things. And like, we're so worried about all these things that we can't control, the economy, the virus spreading, all these things. And we really fixate on that. And when this happens, we spiral out of control. And when we focus on the things that we can't control, it puts us into a really bad spot. And we get into this mentality where we just spiral out of control. I've been there as well. And I've struggled with this for so many years of my life, you know, especially early in practice. And I've shared this on other podcasts, you know, where things spiraled so bad for me and my business and my health and my wellness that I went to the verge of trying to commit suicide. And that was some real shit. I've had other things where I had to close my practice for almost a whole year because I was physically beat up, because I was focusing solely on the things that I had no control of, all the things, on what patients do, like what the economy's doing, anything. You know, think of all the shit that is not in our control. There's only two things that we're totally in control of. And people might say to me, well, you're full of shit. No, there's other things. There's really only two things that we're in control of. And what those are is, one is your own thoughts, and number two is your actions. That's it. That's all we have control of. And people, when they hear that, they go, huh, that's interesting. That's a short list. And I didn't come up with this list myself. I've done a lot of training over the years, a lot of reading and enlightenment in the practice of stoicism. You know, when people hear the idea of like stoic and stoic philosophy, they're like, they think of someone that's standing there that's really tough and can't go from there. But this isn't the case. This is the deeper stuff, the ancient philosophers. And the main tenet behind stoicism is the idea that all we can really control is our thoughts and actions. And if you're sitting there in misery, worried, petrified about what's going on, it's going to continue to mess with you. It's going to continue to eat at you because you have no control over that. But you do have controls over the thoughts and what you think of that. So if you're sitting there and you're like, my business got closed, I don't know if my patients are going to come back, am I going to get money from the government, what's going to happen? And you sit there and you sit in that shit and that mindset of where you are, it's just going to mess with you even more. And then you're going to continue to not take action and not move where you are. I made a video about a week ago, of what not to do in a crisis. And two of the things that people do, one is people do nothing, and the other one is they take stupid decisions and they do stupid things. because they're not clear and they're sitting there fixating on what they can't control. And that's it. We're not in control. And that's why this whole situation is so scary for everybody, because it's creating so much chaos. There's so much unknown and we don't know what's going on. It gets with us and it eats at us. And then what happens is it causes us to have shitty actions. You know, we might yell at our significant other. We might yell at our kids. We might get mad. We might get frustrated. We might get sad. Those are the actions that we don't want to take because things aren't fully in our control. But what you can control is your thoughts and your actions. That's it. And you know what? Some people are like, man, that really sucks. But other people, they're like, good. I got enough on my plate. So all I really need to focus on is my thoughts and my actions. I know it's easier said than done. I'm not asking you to bury your head in the sand and pretend that everything's going to be rainbows and unicorns, because we know it's not. But have that conversation with yourself about what your worst case scenario is, where you're going, and then start to clean up your thoughts and your actions. On tomorrow's podcast, I'm actually going to talk a little bit more about what your mindset should be during this process. And I really want to talk about the idea of a growth mindset. You know, a lot of people are trying to retreat during these things. They're like, hey, I need to cut costs. I need to do all these things. I need to scale back. I need to close. But there's going to be a really big opportunity once all this settles down. We don't know how long it's going to be, but if you're going to do the work and put the processes in place, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to do one more of these mindset podcasts tomorrow, but then I'm going to get right into some tactical stuff. What to do, how to equip your practice, how to equip your business, how to get yourself in a good place so that you can be recession-proof, because that recession's coming. We have no control of that. It's coming. Everyone can sit there and say, hey, we got this stimulus package and all these things, and it's going to be good, and we're all going to be good to go. It's not going to happen. Look how the government's handling everything right now. Do you really think they're going to be able to fix everything down the road? And if you're relying on someone else to take care of you, you're going to be in a tough spot. But I just plead with you and I encourage you to really sit down and think about what you're truly in control of. It's only your thoughts and actions. You can't control everything else that's happening. Yes, watch the news and keep informed about what's going on, but don't sit there and be glued to it. Don't go scrolling through Facebook and reading everything out there, because all it's going to do is put you in a really fucked up mindset and put you in a bad spot. And then your actions are going to be really shitty too, and you're going to freeze and you're not going to want to do anything. And even worse, you're going to make stupid decisions that you wished you didn't do later in the future. So focus solely on what you can control and your thoughts and your actions. That's it. And it'll be liberating. It'll get you in the right place. So that's all I got for today. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'm going to get on there a little bit more about the idea of a growth mindset and bulletproofing yourself to get through this problem, so you're going to be in a better place where you go. So when it's all said and done, the other people that sat around and focused on the shit that they didn't control, didn't take action, are going to be the ones scrambling in the end. You're going to be sitting pretty. You're going to be able to help people and continue to make an impact how you want. So I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. As we said yesterday, getting more active in the Facebook group. If you haven't joined the Facebook group, the link is in the profile. Click on it, become part of the soft tissue revolution. Really sharing a lot of tactics and strategies that are going to help get you through this crisis and get you in a good place. I appreciate your time. Anyone that's downloaded or listened to the podcast, it means the world to me. We're in this together and I'm here to help. And as always, if you have any questions, send me a message. I'm here to help and I appreciate you guys. I will see you guys on the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show. If you like what you heard and want to become part of the soft tissue revolution, then click the link in the show notes to request to become a member of our private Facebook group, Soft Tissue Revolution. Answer a few questions, get approved, and join us on the journey to solve the pain pill epidemic together.